Representative Rashida Tlaib erases Israel from map, immoral and reprehensible. By Joshua Klein on December 2, 2020. Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, retweeted a post over the weekend in honor of International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people that read, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," before deleting the text, which implied that Palestine rests between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea, leaving no room for the current state of Israel. After deleting the embarrassing text, the radical legislator replaced it with a message saying she was thinking of her family in the West Bank. "Thinking of my city Muftiyeh and family in Palestine today. From Detroit to Gaza, we will always fight against oppression and inequality," she wrote. The deleted phrase was originated by Palestinian nationalists in the 1960s, when the entire Palestinian movement sought Israel's elimination and was later adopted by Islamists, including the Hamas terrorist group. The original retweet was captured by one Twitter user, who added, "Tell me again how Rashida Tlaib is not a raving anti-Semite." A wave of condemnations was quick to follow. "Did she finally go too far?" asked the Los Angeles Jewish Journal. Director of Jihad Watch Robert Spencer described the slogan as genocidal, while Representative Paul Mitchell, Army, called Tlaib an embarrassment to the Michigan congressional delegation. "There is no room for anti-Semitism in the halls of Congress," wrote Representative Guy Rees-Kentheler, RPA. "I call on its Speaker Pelosi to remove Rep. Tlaib from her congressional committees immediately." Rashida Tlaib's repetition of a slogan calling for the elimination of the State of Israel is immoral and reprehensible, wrote William Darov, CEO of the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations. "She does great dishonor to the United States Congress by promoting odious views that deny the right of the Jewish people to self-determination. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Code for eradicating the State of Israel and its millions of Jews," elaborated StopAntisemitism.org. Reminder, this is a sitting U.S. Congresswoman. The Progressive Democratic Majority for Israel also had criticism for Tlaib, stating that calling for the destruction of Israel is immoral, while clarifying that the slogan she repeated was unambiguous. "At Rashida Tlaib is not just opposed to Israeli control of the West Bank. This slogan means she sees the entire state of Israel as illegitimate and wants it eliminated," the group wrote. "That's an immoral and reprehensible position." Even the human rights advocacy group B'nai B'rith had harsh words for the congresswoman. "How outrageous for a sitting congresswoman, at Rep. Rashida Tlaib, to tweet from the river to the sea. Palestine will be free, a well-known call for elimination of the Jewish state," the group wrote. With her since-deleted tweet, Tlaib is well aware of the message behind this call for Israel's demise. "Disgraceful," wrote Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA, who is running against the anti-Israel Georgia Democratic Senate candidate Reverend Raphael Warnock. "No wonder at Reverend Warnock has your full support, and the support of the squad. He's bashed Israel for years, calling it an apartheid state and celebrating anti-Semite Jeremiah Wright. I will always stand with Israel," she added. Instead of acknowledging the 850,000 Jews exiled from the Middle East, on hashtag Jewish Refugee Day, Representative Rashida Tlaib tweeted out a slogan calling for the mass murder of Jews in Israel, wrote activist Hen Mazig. "If you can't support Palestinians without calling for genocide, maybe you shouldn't be in Congress." U.S. Congresswoman Tlaib retweets code calling for Jewish state's demise, wrote the Simon Wiesenthal Center, a Jewish human rights group dedicated to defending the safety of Jews worldwide. "But millions of American citizens are free and proud to support strong alliance between our great democracies and will continue to defend flourishing democratic state of Israel and her 9 million plus Jewish and Arab citizens." A member of Congress, at Rashida Tlaib, has endorsed Israel's end, wrote CEO of the American Jewish Committee David Harris. "Let that sink in. She's saying Israel, a country W/9+ million people, world's only Jewish majority nation, UN member since 1949, key US ally and thriving democracy, should disappear. Beyond appalling." Some responses went even further in their condemnation. "Rashida is a raging anti-Semite, Jew hater," wrote Republican congressional candidate Brian Leap. "She's going to feel the legal wrath of the Jewish people during her second term. We've had enough. Enough is enough. I'm calling on House Republicans to draft a resolution condemning Rashida Tlaib for calling for the genocide of the Jewish people in Israel, he added. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free as a call for genocide. Tlaib also called out Jewish groups for their silence. Why won't any of the left-leaning Jewish organizations speak out regarding Rashida Tlaib's latest attack on Israel? He asked. Zionist Organization of America head Morton Klein called for Tlaib's peers to express their condemnation. Rashida Tlaib called for the destruction of the sovereign UN member Jewish state by stating from the river to the sea Palestine will be free, he wrote. Tlaib must be condemned by her peers in Congress. The ugly Jew hater also says boycotting Israel is the same as boycotting Nazi Germany. Tlaib also received some support from liberal author and noted Israel critic Peter Beinart, who did his best to reinterpret and defend Tlaib's now-deleted message. I get why many Jews find the slogan Palestine from river to sea frightening, the CNN political commentator admitted. Some have used it to disregard Jewish rights, first Hamas charter, for instance. But at Rashida Tlaib has been clear that Jews plus Palestinians deserve equality. Suggesting otherwise is a smear. Beinart reiterated Tlaib's intention of spreading equality, despite Tlaib herself removing the original message. At Rashida Tlaib supports one state where Jews plus Palestinians live equally, under the same law, he wrote. Why is that less moral than the current one state, where millions of Palestinians lack citizenship, due process, free movement plus the right to vote for the government that controls their lives? Beinart's tweets drew a host of negative reactions. Nothing to see here, wrote international human rights lawyer Arsen Ostrovsky. Just Peter Beinart defending at Rashida Tlaib's calls for genocide against hashtag Israel. Ostrovsky also noted the inherent hypocrisy. It's only natural that Peter Beinart goes from calling for the destruction of the Jewish state, hashtag Israel, to full-on apologist for the hashtag Iran regime, he added. Friendly reminder that self-loathers like Peter are a small minority of the Jewish diaspora in America, assured Brian Lieb. According to polling, most Palestinians reject Rep. Tlaib's proposal, wrote senior policy analyst Shiri Moshe. They don't want one state where Jews and Arabs live equally. They prefer regaining all of historical Palestine for the Palestinians. Why are you constantly trying to speak over them, Peter? Actually, Rep. Tlaib supports a Middle East where Jews are relegated to being second-class citizens, again, she added. She denies Jews their right to self-determination, while supporting that right for Palestinians. And you're trying to help her legitimize that prejudiced ideology. Are there other cases where millions of people who live in a country are told by a U.S. member of Congress that their state will be removed and forced into another country? Say like ordering India and Pakistan together? Or Kosovo back to be part of Serbian-led Yugoslavia? Asked Seth Frentzman, the executive director of the Middle East Center for Reporting and Analysis. Rashida and Peter are justifying the potential genocidal elimination of the only Jewish state in the world, wrote Dr. Ariel Cohen, a non-resident senior fellow at the Atlantic Council Eurasia Center and a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. There were Jews in the 20th century who were forced to collaborate with Nazis. Nobody forces Peter Beinart to collaborate with those who want to destroy Israel. He volunteers. Israel exists, proclaimed columnist Caroline Glick. It is the largest Jewish community in the world and the center of Jewish life worldwide. At Peter Beinart and his buddy at Rashida Tlaib seek its annihilation, she added. That makes both of them anti-Jewish bigots, Beinart's Jewish heritage notwithstanding. Tlaib is scheduled to participate in a December 15 panel co-sponsored by the Radical If Not Now and Jewish Voice for Peace groups, among others, under the banner Dismantling Anti-Semitism. Winning Justice, though some have expressed their reservations at having Tlaib speak on matters pertaining to what qualifies as anti-Semitism. Criminals don't decide what a crime is, says Director of Combat Anti-Semitism Sasha Drotwa. With the same rationale, anti-Semites can't determine what Jew hatred is. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.